If you've ever utilized a city facility for whatever activity does it for you, Monique Kovach may have played a role in your fun. Or your kids' fun. Or maybe even your grandkids' fun. As manager of customer service for the last 9 years, she spent the previous 25 years in the city's recreation department in various roles, helping to make those facilities and their programs as people-friendly as possible. Kovach was already starting to do that as a youngster, she tells Barry Today. I grew up in Barry and had a lot of interaction with recreation, she says. I was a daily participant at the Lions Pool, summer playgrounds at the schools, and worked as a student for the aquatics division. That was followed by a bachelor's degree in physical and health education with an emphasis in recreation and leisure. It was always on my radar as a possible career, Kovach says of working in recreation, adding a stint at a Toronto seniors home led to a job opening with the city back in Barry. It was June 1988. Barrie's population was around 45,000, it's about 151,000 now, give or take. Mayor Ross Archer was in his last year in the big chair and Janice Laking would be voted in that fall for her first of many terms. She was my grade 9 guidance counselor at Barrie North, Kovach says matter-of-factly of Laking. Kovach's experience helped her land the Seniors Center Recreation Programmer job at the Allendale Recreation Center that spring. I had also previously worked as a summer student in 1983 and 1984 as a lifeguard and aquatic supervisor when the center first opened, so I was familiar with the building to a certain point, she says. But the new seniors center was part of an extensive expansion which included the Olympic-sized rink and new fitness rooms, etc. It was a pretty exciting time. There would be more of those exciting times for her. Kovach says she's proud of her contributions to recreation in the city, including overseeing the building up of the summer camps program from a limited 6-week service for a few hundred children to a thriving full summer program with more than 3,500 participants. Those expanded into March break and Christmas offerings as well. She oversaw the designing and opening of the Maple Avenue Youth Center, the East Bayfield and Holly Community Centers, the latter now known as Peggy Hill Team Community Center, and the associated expansion of community programs to include adult sports leagues, expanded dedicated preschool programs, drop-in programs for the whole community, dedicated youth center, skating and dance programs. When Kovach took the leap to the corporate side, in 2013, her idea well hadn't run dry yet and she has left her mark as manager of customer service in many ways. The thing I enjoyed the most about my time with the city was the people, the soon-to-be retiree says. They were a team of dedicated professionals who truly cared about offering services to the growing community. And there was so much growth, and that meant there was always a new project or new challenge to think through and find a solution for. Often the biggest challenge was finding funding to start up the programs and meet demand and then working through new budgets to balance the revenues and expenses to keep budgets in line. It was always a balancing act to get the best bang for the buck to serve the community.